hello, hello. Welcome to Life with a Girlfriend with Christy, Marie, and Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Hi. We're mother and daughter.
That's right.
Co-host of the talk show, radio talk show,
as we like
Life
with
a Girlfriend.
Co-host of the long-running podcast, Life with a Girlfriend.
Yes.
With Christy, Marie, and Julie.
We also are the authors of the book, The Clutterfly Effect, Tweak Your Way to Total Transformation by Decluttering Your Life.
And Sleep Your Way to the Top of the Morning.
Yes.
And there's going to be a new one coming out shortly. We haven't really decided the title yet.
No, it's coming.
It's coming.
And then we're starting our class again,
The class in September.
September. So you can go to weightlossandstress.com. We're redoing it.
Mm-hmm.
We're
just making it better.
Oh, actually. Right. I shouldn't say redoing it. No. We're doing it again because I did it in July for my master's.
Right.
And we're going to do it again.
Mm-hmm. And I think the next time that you and I talk on this show,
yeah,
I will be able to call you Julie Peters Masters
yes,
in Education.
Exactly right. That's
you
what I'm hoping
your
for.
Your master's degree. In
That's
education.
What I'm hoping for. And last week, we had a little bit of a faux pas. We realized that our volumes were all over the map last week. So mm-hmm. we apologize. And that was Storm and Norman coming in saying hi.
And you dropping off the black box.
Yeah.
I thought he was supposed to
plug it in for us. Yes. That's no problem because it's got a dead battery. I'll take care of it. You know.
But we did. We usually, our MO is that, you know, we check the modulation.
Yeah.
But we were in such a rush last week. Our lives are really in disarray.
Right.
We are in total chaos and have been since 2 weeks before Norm's knee surgery.
Yes.
Everything started to sort of slide downhill, and now we're in the midst of total chaos.
Yes.
And so we didn't check the modulation, and I think sometime during the week we said, hey, let's turn on our podcast. And it was like this. And Julie was like this.
Yeah, you
and
were
I'm
really
like this.
I
and
like,
Julie
hi,
was
Mom.
Like this. And we went,
I was disappointed.
No. Not again.
Yeah. I was disappointed. And so.
You were mad.
I was mad because I'm like, this is distracting.
Yeah.
This was so bad. It was distracting.
This is not professional for girls who've been doing this for
and so
10 years.
You know, I'm looking at the board now and we look fine.
Okay,
we look in the normal amount.
Yeah.
And people are probably going, well, that's the one I can tell you guys apart. Christine's really loud and you're really quiet. Otherwise, I can't tell you apart. I get that. Depending on what time you're listening to this,
yeah,
we could be actually screening our movie in
yes.
front of thousands.
I know. We're going to be actually at the Matchbox Theater or Magic Box Theater?
One of those.
Some theater in Chicago.
Yep.
That is screening our movie.
9 p.m.
On
Sunday night.
And you can, but you can screen it at Punk Cat Films. It's called The Broken Hoe Boogie.
The Broken Hoe Boogie.
All 7.5 minutes of it.
Yeah.
And there's still a possibility because if you've been following us along.
7.5. It's only 6.5.
Oh, 6.5?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We could have.
It had to be. Here's the deal. Here, it had to be no more than 7 minutes, and you get 8 minutes for credits.
Mm-hmm.
Except I couldn't figure out how to do credits. I had this idea how I was going to do it. Couldn't figure it. So because you only have 48 hours. So if you, whatever kind of trouble you run into, you've got to just hack your way
yes,
through,
exactly.
right?
Yes, exactly.
And so I just ended up doing a piece of paper off of the computer.
Yeah, and taking a picture of it.
Taking a picture, you know, video for
and
5 seconds.
Can you tell though?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes.
You know, I feel like.
But they're screening our movie.
Yeah.
And we at this moment want to go because we want to see what our competition looks
yeah.
like. Because we're going to do it all over again in November.
Yeah.
It's going to be the international one.
I feel like I need one. To, you know, say to people, hey, I just, you know, feel free to laugh with us.
Yes.
Not
when
at us.
When you see it.
When you see it, it's
laugh
okay.
With us.
Laugh with us.
Yes.
We enjoyed this process. We know, you know, our first time and, you know, had to hack our way through this because a lot of things came through. You know, I mean, you're supposed to have a 20-second intro that they give you. It's a download. It's a video download of the 48-hour
film
logo.
Project, yeah.
Yeah. And I couldn't I could download it to my computer, but not the iPad. And so I ended up having just literally record it off of another computer, just hit play on the iPad and as I'm recording it. And I'm trying to be really still. And, you know, I just hear my brother in my mind going, why don't you have an iPad or a tripod? Why don't you have a tripod? You could have picked one up at Walgreens for $5. Walgreens, why don't you be a sponsor of our show, please?
Exactly.
I sponsor you all the time.
Right, right.
It's kind of like put a little wind in our sails. Can I share a little story about
yes.
you?
About me?
Yeah. I literally found myself chuckling, I don't know, last 3 or 4 days. When this unknowingly funny thing you said.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been, you know, I go work out with you and I'll do the elliptical and then you and I together will bike next to each other and mm-hmm. we'll have little contests and we'll play our little songs sometimes together and we'll do train together. And I've got a new song. It's ELO's
yes, you do.
Blue Sky, you
yes,
know?
Yes,
yeah. And, you know, song, you know, it's a happy song. And, but, you know, with blue skies always come nighttime, too. So it's always good and bad, like they said. But anyway, I don't know if the ladies out there understand this, but I've been biking. And this bike, it's got a little bit of a water seat, but not much. So, you know, truly after about 15 minutes, I am asleep down there. Like, mm-hmm. literally.
In the Netherlands, as you call them.
On my bum and on my crotch. I'm like, you know, I can barely do 15 minutes because mm-hmm. I'm just like.
Numb.
And luckily it's not the, you know, I remember listening to Dr. Drew in the past, and he says, you know, a girl would call him and goes, I'm kind of having an issue of being incontinent, you know, and I'm only in my, like, 31. What's going on? And she goes, do you do cycling? Do you do cycle classes?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, or soul cycle? Do you do soul cycle in particular?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, yes. How'd you know, Dr. Drew? I do soul cycling. Where we all get together and say, life is great.
Praise God.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. It's more like you have the power to do it. You have what you need and desire.
Just
you.
Believe.
Just believe. And
winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah. And then brown chicken, brown cow.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
And then he goes, they've known that those seats in particular can kind of, you know, do some damage down there.
Whoa.
And, you know, make you a little incontinent. And
yeah.
So we're like, well, heck, you know, but this seat's a little bit wider. And
not much, though.
Not much.
No.
And so, and she goes, what do I do? He goes, well, stop doing it. And so I, you know, you and I are walking back to the car and I was expressing to yourself, you know, I really, you know, I want to work up to doing an hour on the bike, you know, at some point. I go, I either got to find a different seat or I don't know if I can do it because at some point I can barely walk. I'm so numb everywhere,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you said to me in your very wise words, mm-hmm. he goes, oh, maybe that's the point. I go, what do you mean? I go, well, it forces you to get off, you know, like, you know, and once you get off, you know, you can go back on again. And I'm like, I go, what are you trying to tell me? I, you know, you're riding the bike and then you get off on it. And he goes, yeah, you get off, and then you get back on, and you just go get off, and you get back on. I go, you got to explain more to me, girlfriend.
What you talking about,
what
Willis?
What you talking about, exactly. And so then I realized you meant, like, you're no longer sitting.
Right.
Being numb in your crotchal region
right.
makes you stand on the bike
right.
and, like, pedal really hard
yes.
without sitting down.
Right.
And I go, oh,
I guess I should have said, get
seat.
Up. Yeah,
get up.
Getting up.
You did not say,
this.
You didn't say
I did
get up.
Not.
You said get off.
I said, just get off the seat.
You know, you said get off
no,
the seat.
I didn't say that either. I know.
You said, oh, it just makes you get off.
Right, right, right.
And I'm like, oh.
And you kept asking me, what do you mean by that? What do you mean
and
by
you
that?
And you kept thinking, because you have moments when I ask you questions mm-hmm. and you say that it really affects your self-esteem. Because you feel like, am I not making sense? Am
I I kind of feel like Coco.
Yes.
I don't. This is, I'm going through this this time in my life.
But see, Coco is a grandmother.
Well, I
or
feel
the
like
Coco, the boy.
Coco the movie.
The boy, right?
No, I feel like Day of the Dead, all the people that are going invisible.
Yeah.
That's what I feel.
That's like, what you feel.
Yeah. Like you'll be explaining something to me or I'll be explaining something to you and we won't understand it. And I go, oh, that's because I'm going invisible.
Yeah, you're going invisible.
I'm going invisible. It's just Coco.
Yeah.
It's the
Day of the Dead.
The Day of the Dead. La Morte.
Morte, yeah. Santa de Morte.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Cinco de Mayo. I don't know.
Cinco de Mayo by Christine Peters. Check it out on Amazon.
Get on Amazon. Actually, I think it's free.
Exactly. If you're a member,
yes.
You can get it. So
it's well worth the read, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have been vacillating. Is that the right word?
Yeah, I don't know.
See where I'm going with it first, no, right? Yeah. Before you comment.
Let's see. Is it a verb, Vaseline? I don't know.
Yeah, you kind of slide in there. Yeah. No, between feeling invisible,
right,
and wanting to and learning that you can choose to leave,
right,
this plane,
right.
And on the other hand, feeling like I'm being called to live to be 120.
Yeah.
Which means, like, I got a long way to go.
Yeah.
How do I...
So there's this whole thing, like, I don't know what it means.
And you know? Doug Day was talking to me about how he's felt invisible.
No.
Yes.
Are we not totally simpatico?
You guys really are. It freaks me out. The only problem is, I mean, you're healed. You've had therapy, and you're a woman. But when it happens to him, he doesn't define it in those terms. Mm-hmm. He defines it as poor customer service. Mm-hmm. You know, how are those guys are evil or creepy? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. You define it as I'm invisible.
I'm just invisible.
No, he defines it as I must go on Facebook and tell those people.
Give them a poor Yelp review.
Exactly. Yeah. Your business will fail because of those millennials behind the counter ignoring me.
And I just go, and that's truly true. I just go, oh, I'm having invisible. An invisible day.
I'm invisible. No one sees me. Yeah. And so there you go. Like, there's your belief.
Yeah.
Which manifests into reality. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing. It's like, what comes first, chicken or the egg, you know?
Yeah.
You start having experiences and therefore starts to create a belief, or at least reinforces a belief that you didn't know you really had. Mm-hmm. And I think one thing is ageism is very interesting.
Yes.
You know, we've been reading Jordan Peterson again.
Yes.
And it's been kind of crazy.
It's been kind of crazy because we missed him for so long since it's been about dad, you know.
Yeah. And all about dad.
Yeah.
24/7.
And we're tired of it, frankly. we wanted to get back to normal. If not, I am going to make Jellystone my permanent home.
Is that what you guys are talking about?
Yeah.
When I walked in on you and you were crying?
I'm crying. Well, we were at Jellystone today, you know, and we don't understand. We love Jellystone during the week.
Yeah.
On the weekends, we don't understand how it just totally fills up.
Right.
Big, huge campers come, and they got three pools there and two lakes, and we don't understand why people want to be in the lake.
Yeah.
We don't understand why you want to be in dirty, muddy water
filled with fish
and worms and snakes and everything, as opposed to this nice, you know, I don't know. How clean the pools are, but you know,
chlorinated.
Yeah, we just don't get it. Quite frankly, we just don't get weekends.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you and Dad have gone swimming and have been the only ones in the pool during the week.
Right.
Yeah, that's how we like it.
Got it. I agree.
Yeah.
I don't tell you. They're a campground. People usually don't work on the weekends, and they go on the weekends.
And also, too, it just feels like, you know, it's July.
Yeah.
But it really feels like the dog days of summer.
Yeah.
I'm just sick of it. I'm over it. Yeah. I'm over sunshine. I'm over 90-degree weather.
And you
I'm
know,
just over
and you,
it.
You also, because of Normano being home a lot more, you guys are having to renegotiate your relationship a little bit.
100%.
And you've been really harping on Normano's swearing lately.
Yes.
And I'm also a part of that. So it transfers from him to me as well. So you guys.
But I don't care if you swear, honestly. Do I ever pick on you for swearing?
No, you don't.
No.
When Normano's not here.
Right.
Then you pick on me for swearing.
Do I?
A little bit. And I don't want to swear as much as I do.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got two nieces, you know, a little Jackaroonie. He's going to be like. He's going to be a cusser.
Oh, yeah.
He's got no choice in the matter. You know. And then I thought to myself, I go, you know what? You, my lady, you're one of those drive-by swearers. Those swearers in plain sight but hidden kind of swearers.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Do you? Do you know what I'm going to say?
Not really, no.
Okay.
No, I don't.
You've been saying this word in anger a lot lately.
Uh-oh, which one?
OK, Okay, I'll tell it to you. You don't have any idea.
Yeah, well, give me a, what's it begin with?
It has four syllables.
Okay.
Starts with an R.
Starts with an R?
Ends with an S.
My God, it's four syllables.
Yeah.
R-r-r-r-sher. Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, Shaggy. No.
What is it?
You always go, that's like ridiculous. That's so ridiculous.
I know, I do.
I'm like, oh, come on. I got to keep putting quarters in the jar and get away with that nonsense? And then when you say it, I know that at those moments, I back away.
Oh, you better.
I can't. I can only address, this is why we have this podcast, because there are issues that I can address through this hour.
Through here, because you know I'm going to be tame.
Oh, yeah. What are you going to say to me?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We're like, no, I'm not, but during the moment when you've said, you are being ridiculous, I'm like, oh, okay. I know that. Back off.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't say anything. Just take it. Take my medicine. Take it.
Well, I just felt like, here's what I'm crying about tonight. Norm's 24/7 here, right? I understand knee replacement.
Yeah.
He's been in a lot of pain. He's taking weird drugs, you know, narco and all these opioids, right? So I get it. He's not himself,
right?
But what he's turning into is this curmudgeon-y old man I just don't feel like I know. It's like, you know, he can't get the lid off the jar. Raw motherfucker, right? It's like really
ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like
rah.
Yeah, like that. He's walking and his other knee hurts now. Yeah. You know, and it's like, oh damn it! And just, I'm like, that is not turning me on. This is not.
Yeah.
This is not what I signed up for, darn it.
At this stage in my life.
At this moment, yes. Yeah. You know.
I may and not most, have signed up for riches.
No, okay, here's the thing. I signed up for 4 weeks of this.
Yes.
But not five.
Okay. And we've hit our 4 week level.
Oh, yeah. We hit our 4 week
and he
level.
Promised us 2.5, 3.
Oh, Norma. Yeah.
I'll be good to go in 2.5, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Even they all said, you know, 6.
And he just sits in front of the TV set, blaring his, he has this one channel that he loves. Mm-hmm. And it's just this preacher
and his son,
and they switch off. Just read the Bible.
And ask, they don't answer preach. Questions.
They don't preach. They just read the Bible.
People send them questions.
Yeah.
And they answer the questions directly from the Bible.
Yeah. But they first read the Bible.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like they just read word for word.
Right.
And then they answer questions. And sometimes I think I'm going to go out of my skull.
Right. I agree.
And I think I just need a little bit of a break.
And
I know people are going to go, oh, you know, you should have some more compassion and stuff like that. I think we've been very compassionate.
Yeah.
I can hear the haters, the dirty, dirty cheats and the haters of the world.
Yeah. You step off. You got to shake it. Shake it off.
They should have been getting down to this sick beat. It's my favorite part of it.
Exactly. So, yeah, I understand. Like, I yelled at him today, and I had to apologize to him.
To Normano?
Uh-huh. I felt bad, but he yelled at me first.
What happened?
Well,
it's a dog days of summer,
baby.
Well,
you know, you always, you know, growing up with a woman who, you know, is getting her master's in counseling and also going through therapy herself for her dysfunctional family, we learned very much that every family is dysfunctional.
Right.
But yet... can function very well if everybody has, you know, plays in their own rules,
right?
Their own roles. It's like it's a delicate mobile,
right?
And if you take one of those parts off the mobile, it's off balance.
That's right.
And so we've got an off balance.
We do,
you know, mobile,
right? We're not in stasis right now.
Yeah, who's the baby that this mobile is entertaining? By the way, is it the family? I don't know.
Who's your baby?
And so Normano today, I'm driving more and. I said something to him off cuff. I said, oh, there's a PO number, a PU number, pickup number, and a PRO number. I go, I didn't realize that. I go, what's the difference? And he goes, oh, yes, you did. oh, yes, you did realize that. And I just like, I go, oh, no, I didn't. I like this message. I go, no, if I knew it, I would have said I knew it.
That's right.
I go, but I'm not saying you didn't tell me. But as a teacher, we know that we can say something, but without testing, you know, if they've understand it.
Exactly.
Can you really know there's comprehension there? And has that comprehension transferred into actual daily use? I don't think so.
Mm. Well, listen, today I said, you did not, he did this. I would, okay, here's the, like, one of the bigger arguments. We've got tree trimmers down the street.
Yeah.
And there's four trucks, and they're trimming big trees. And he's been wanting to have one of the trees trimmed so he can park his truck underneath it and right. not get it scratched. Fine. I go, they're here in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Let's go ask them. And there's four trucks, but their one truck has this great big tree mower that you push it in and it grinds the stuff up into like yeah. little stuff.
Big mulcher.
Yes, that's it. I go, let's not go to that truck because it's too loud. We'll never hear the guy.
Yeah.
He goes right to that truck.
Yeah.
Right to that truck. And I go, did you not hear me? Did you not hear me? And he goes, I got confused. And he goes, yes, I heard you, but I didn't understand you. And, like, that's the thing now.
Well,
it's like,
you know,
he hears me, but he yeah. doesn't understand me.
See, I get, okay, I'm not cutting him slack because he did what was totally wrong.
Right.
Totally wrong. But now, with a simple mind, you've got to say what you want,
yes.
not what you don't want.
I know.
Because the brain doesn't hear a negative.
Yes.
And I remember taking my driver's license test years ago for mm-hmm. the semi mm-hmm. and passing the first time. Thank
Yay.
You, Lord Jesus. Had to happen. Had to pass. Thank you.
Praise you, God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving me the patience to practice hours after hours after hours after hours.
You were practicing this one lot, and finally the guys that drove there, they went, please,
take
your test.
Already.
We cannot stand you here
anymore. Yeah, go, leave, take your test. I'm like, all right, dude. You're right.
Like the little baby bird getting kicked
yeah,
out of the
out.
Nest.
Yeah, kicked out. It's time for you to go. Yes. Take the test.
Go, young woman.
Okay. Well, the guy, you know, I did, you know, it's weird, but I lost the most points on my first task, which was, you know, you're supposed to pull up to a line without going over. If you go over, you fail. And, but you can only pull up, and you can't see because you're in a semi. It's all mm-hmm. by, you know, mm-hmm. I go. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, oh, I don't remember this part of the like that being part of the test. Mm-hmm. And then what got me was it has to be a smooth stop. Mm-hmm. You can't just stop and then release your brake and move a little forward. And so I'm like, ah! And so, like, I barely got into the line. Mm-hmm. So I had a couple points taken off for that. Mm-hmm. But at least I got close. And then he just kept saying, okay, so you're going to make this one turn now in the lot. Mm-hmm. Now, remember, you have to pretend that you are in the highway. So when you make this turn, what are you going to do? I'm going to turn my blinker on. Yes, whatever you do, do not forget to turn your blinker on. Mm-hmm. Do not forget to turn your blinker on. You'd be amazed how many people forget to turn their blinker on. Mm-hmm. I go, no, I won't. I'll be on the road. I'm like, turn my blinker on. He goes, yeah, do not forget to turn your blinker on. What mm-hmm. did I do?
You forgot to
I've
turn,
got to turn my blinker,
your blinker
on.
On.
What'd you tell Dad? Whatever you do, Norm,
don't stop at the noisy truck.
Yeah, don't stop there.
Yeah.
Don't stop the noisy truck, Norm. Whatever you do, do not stop the noisy mm-hmm. truck.
And he pulled right into it.
Yeah, you did confuse him.
Yeah.
You know, like I said.
Yeah, it's my fault.
It is your fault.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I understand that. I understand totally. Hello, women out there, please. Help me.
Luckily, I have foam balls.
Yeah, I was like going, I'm trying to hit my microphone
yeah.
with my head.
Yeah, try harder, Mom. It was a foam ball there. No, I'm just trying.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get you results that you're wanting.
Yes.
Which I guess, as we're learning, is because the results we got are because don't change the results, change the belief
system, the cause.
Yeah, it's the cause of the results. It's like the circle, and we're getting there. We're working it out.
Yeah.
I was doing my run this morning from Wanakee and back. Did it twice today. Mm-hmm. And I'm waiting for you guys to come switch with me and so forth. And I've ran out of hours. You know, I got to the truck stop and taking a nap and back. And Dad's got his Bible in the back of the semi, you know.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And I go, God, New Testament, Lord.
God of the New Testament.
God of the New Testament.
Good morning.
Hello.
God of the Old Testament, go away for a little bit.
I'm being good, God of the Old Testament. I'm being good. I'm being faithful. I go, I'm going to open the Bible and just pick a, you know, just point my finger and read. And that's going to be that's for me a day.
For the day.
And I'm like, so I end up going to Acts 9:36, just right there. And here's what it says. Mm-hmm. And it talks about a woman named Tabitha. Mm-hmm. And this woman was full of good works and almsgiving. Mm. And I'm like, I'm going to take that.
You take that, girl.
This woman was full of good works and almsgiving.
Yeah.
I'm like, that and she was
you.
Raised from the dead by Peter.
What?
I'm like, I'll take that too.
Yeah.
Because my last name is Peters.
Uh-oh.
So you guys have the power to raise me from the dead if
That's
I die.
Right.
So if something happens to me,
yeah.
You make sure you take that yeah. back. That
you're full of good works and almsgiving,
which is totally what I believe in.
That's totally you.
So I'm like, I'm taking it. I'm going to run with
it. Gosh.
Changing my belief system.
Yeah.
You know.
And you couldn't have picked one out for me, girlfriend. The day's over, so
yeah,
we'll start tomorrow.
You know, we'll maybe we're not going to be in a good space for it. But, you know, so we're reading Jordan Peterson, 12 Rules for Life. And they're part of the dork web. Not the dark web. They're known as the dork web. Yeah. their phrase are corny themselves. These people that are living off the grid a little bit. You know, like... some of the thought thinkers who are...
The thought thinkers? No. Those dork web people. Those thought thinkers.
What's it called? Not thought thinkers. Not thought thinkers. What's it called? It's called something. What are they called?
Thought or something other.
Thought thinkers?
I know what you're saying. I know
thought thinkers.
They're the thought...
Police. No.
Shoot.
Oh, God. Leaders.
Yeah.
Thought leaders.
Thought leaders?
The new thought leaders.
Okay.
The thinking leaders.
The thought thinkers. That's better, really.
You know, and so I always figure if I ever meet Jordan, and hopefully I'd have a book with
me. Oh, my God. We are going to, we always have his book with us.
Yes.
If we ever meet him, he's going to be so pleased when he looks inside the book.
Yes.
And he sees all the underlining and the marking.
Yes.
And... there are some things that, there are some pages, Julia, that you'll read to me and I'll go,
well,
just write down the three letters.
Whoa.
W-O-W.
Or whoa or wow. Those are the last two things I've written down for you. Whoa. And wow. And I'm like, and then you get it. I get it because I know what wow means. Like,
it's
wow.
Like, means like mic drop.
Yeah. Whoa means scared shitless.
Holy crap.
Holy crap. He nailed it.
Nailed it.
And I usually credit mom for those. I make sure I chart.
You write my
quote,
name down.
Yeah. Quotation marks. I go, yeah. Mom.
Mom.
Yeah. Oh, and then here's another quote that I made sure I quoted in our book.
Mm-hmm.
So that when we talk about this and we quote, I make sure I quote you in the book as
well. Oh, really? Thank you.
You know. So in this one part of the, you know, we read this book twice, we thought.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe three times.
But we didn't realize that we missed like 2-3 chapters.
Yeah.
So we read the first nine rules out of the 12.
Somehow
three
10,
times.
11, and 12.
And then we're just like, because I think what happens is we get to the like ninth, we're like, oh, I need a little break.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, man, let's start from the beginning again.
It's kind of like we only like 7 of the 10 commandments.
Yeah. You know, a couple of them are just like, really?
Really?
I don't think so.
Honor your father and mother.
But, you know, he's talking about this book about the story goes like this. This kid, he's a little dragon in his bed. And the mom goes, there's no dragon in your bedroom. There's no dragon. And because she denies that the existence of the dragon is there,
mm-hmm.
the dragon gets so big. It keeps growing and growing and growing. And the mom has to literally go in and out of the house to vacuum around the dragon, mm-hmm. but she still denies the dragon's there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dragon just actually stands up and takes the home away.
Mm-hmm.
And the father comes home and goes, where's our house? And why is there a dragon living in our house and taking our house away?
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, the mom must acknowledge the fact that there's a dragon now living in her house.
Mm-hmm.
And at by acknowledging it, the dragon becomes small again. Mm-hmm. And the book is usually about 35 pages long, but I told it to you right there.
Yeah, it takes Jordan 35 pages to say that.
Yes.
And but, so, oh, does he do a good job?
Yeah, he does. You're like, I'm like, oh, I think I said, whoa.
And I said, wow.
And I went, hey, yeah, all right. Hey, like Fonzie.
I did say, hey.
Yeah, like Fonzie. Yeah. And then you wrote this quote. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wrote it. You said it. Mm-hmm. You dealt it. I smelt it. There is, I'm going to read it in a very...
the NPR voice?
NPR, not educational, but collegiate, no.
Thought leader.
Thought thinker.
Dork web.
There is always some kind of dragon you're dragging along. I'm like, oh, shut up. Drop the mic. Yeah. Close the book. No more needs to be said.
Shut the door.
No more. Yeah. Jordan, what you said in 12 pages, my mother said.
That's right.
You know, in one sentence. You know.
It's like when you have a new relationship, you know. You walk into the guy comes to your apartment, it's all clean, and and you say, come on in, and he doesn't see the dragon, your dragon, behind you.
Exactly. Yet. Yeah, it's there.
Yet. Oh, it's there.
Yeah, and he, you know, oh, it's there. And because he wants to get into your pants, he's going to ignore it.
Right.
And then and then sometime afterwards, he'll be like, there's a big dragon in the house.
When does it come out?
When does it go away?
Usually it comes out the next morning.
The next morning. Exactly. Exactly.
Because you cannot keep your false eyelashes on forever. And also, you don't want him to see you eating the Oreos.
Right. That you have in your drawer.
Yeah, because you're
wearing Spanx.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Exactly. This is what you're dragging around.
This is what you're dragging
around. And also all the rejections of the past, of the fact that, you know, maybe your dad was absent. Who knows?
Yeah, the disappointments you're carrying.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the missed opportunities. Yeah.
Oh, baby, you're dragging it around.
You're dragging it around. That dragon is dragging it. You're dragging around. Yeah. Yep.
I guess in the old days, we just would have called it the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
But Jordan.
Well, like you said, oh, so interesting. Hello. Because Jordan in this book, but also in this podcast, and some of his writings, and he talks about analyzing how the people who were Nazis, how they were able to murder, mm-hmm. you know, what was it, 2 million people,
right,
whatever.
Right.
And he mentions that it wasn't like they were ordered to do so, and it wasn't that they were evil. It was really like it was a slow indoctrination into this is the good of the country. You know, you have to do it because your neighbor will have to do it. Mm-hmm. Or if you don't do it, someone else will have to do it. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you feel this pull. Mm-hmm. And in some ways, it's done under good. You have this horrible thing. You have put it in yourself in a place of a high moral place. You're like, it's for the betterment of, you know, for mm-hmm. the betterment of long-term good or whatever. Mm-hmm. Now, I bring that up only because listening to Radiolab, and they're having a discussion on bad things, you know. Mm-hmm. But one thing they're talking about, remember that experiment that was done that we all learned about? It was done in the 50s where they had all these male, because it was done at college, the professors were male and the students were all male. Okay, it's 1950s. It was mm-hmm. science stuff. Mm-hmm. And the men would have to shock somebody in a different room. Mm-hmm. And the voltage would get more and more and more. You remember
no,
the study?
No. No.
You do know the study.
I do. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So the idea is when we learned this, it was... the whole point of the study for us was like, oh, we listen to authority so well. Mm-hmm. And we'll do anything if we are with somebody in a white coat or mm-hmm. authority tells us to do something. Mm-hmm. Now, they're talking about, and I'm like, I will never do that. Mm-hmm. I will never be in a situation where I'm being forced to torture somebody and it gets to a point and I'm like, no, if I don't want to do it, I don't want to do it, no matter who's telling me to do it. Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing, though, they were analyzing this the study more and more, and mm-hmm. that this doctor, I can't think of his name now, I can't believe, I don't know, I can't remember, but he did the study in a variety of different ways. And what they realized, though, is that the interns that were conducting the study, they had these four-sentence prompts, like if the person refused to hit the button mm-hmm. to give the shock because the guy mm-hmm. answered wrong mm-hmm. In the other room, they would say, oh, please, it's part of the study. Could you please give the shock? And if they said no, they said, it is really a value. It's necessary for you to do it. Mm-hmm. And then the third one is one more. And then the fourth one is I order you to do this. You have to do it. I'm mm-hmm. ordering you. Mm-hmm. Now, if you got to the fourth one, the chances of you pushing that button were zero, because most people said, you can't order me to do anything.
Oh.
But along the way, they were trying to gaslight you.
Yeah. Into, with our new word this
yes,
week.
Yes, our new word.
Yeah, you know, we've been seeing, oh, I want you to finish your story, but I do want to talk about gaslighting, because it is everywhere. For whatever reason, yeah. people are using that word, and I said, Julie, please look it up.
Yeah. It's like gaslight's new and so is meme. I mean, the way they're using it
yes,
now
yes.
to mean something really big yes. and important. I'm
yes.
like, whoa.
Yeah.
And then you say, wow. And I'm like, whoa. And then I go, and then we went, are we Joey from Full House? What's going on here?
Joey from Full House?
Remember that, Joey? Or
no.
with Joey Lawrence. Joey Lawrence.
Joey like, Lawrence from Joey.
Joey Lawrence Show.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I think so.
And you say?
Wow.
So anyway, so what the study really showed is that in some ways, well, we don't do it if authority makes us feel like we have mm-hmm. to do it.
I think there's always another one besides,
yeah.
like, I order you to do it.
Yeah.
And you go, no, fuck you,
yeah.
right? Then the other one is, if you don't do it, I'll kill your sister or
they
your kids.
They don't say that in the study.
No, but
yeah.
that's usually like in the movies, though. Like in the movies, it's like, you know, you can't make me do this. And then all of a sudden
they reveal
behind the screen
yeah.
that the girl, his sister or his girlfriend's tied up.
Brother? Yeah. If like, you know, I'm his older sister, right? If I'm behind the screen and I'm being revealed.
Right.
You know, and, you know, like, what would be the exchange? Like, you know, at some point, Greg going, you know, sis, love you, but ain't a good match here. I mean, what they're going to take from me is too much, you know? Or,
well, we were watching this show on Netflix called Dark Tourist.
Yes.
And they were going to Colombia, and they were doing this tour of, like, the... what's that guy's name? Pablo Escobar
yes.
or whatever. He's like totally was the drug czar.
Yeah.
And the guy that was his secondhand man or maybe right hand man is still alive and gives tours of the Pablo Escobar estate because even when he went to jail, he built his own jail.
Yeah.
And he'd have weed and like girls and
yeah.
all that stuff. But Pablo. I think his name is Pablo.
It is.
Made this guy kill his girlfriend.
Popeye,
that's his name, yeah.
yeah.
And they said, how could you do that?
Yeah.
And I don't remember his answer because it was in Spanish.
Oh,
do you remember?
Yeah, I remember what he said in Spanish.
Well, it's me. Que la cosa no más se de que no puede. Mora moya.
Pendejo. Like, oh, got it.
Cinco de mayo.
Cinco de mayo. Pardon?
No. Oh, no. What was the answer?
There was my 4 years of Spanish down the tubes. The answer was this, that Pablo told me that she was turning us in to the DEA for evidence so she could have leniency. And she was a mole, and she must be killed.
Oh.
And so for the sake of our...
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
And so it was very interesting because I guess he's a YouTube star.
Mm-hmm.
This Popeye guy now.
Yeah, he's a YouTube star.
Mm-hmm. And it is very interesting. It's sort of like...
So if you go there to Medellin, Medellin, I think that's the name of the town in Colombia or whatever.
Yeah, not Cartagena.
No, not Cartagena, which is different, you know.
But what movie we watched that was in Cartagena?
That's The Housewives of New York.
Oh, yeah, okay, thank you.
But anyway, you can go there. This is so interesting. You can go there, and Popeye will give you a tour of the Pablo Escobar estate, and even show you, he'll do like a YouTube video for you where he reenacts a killing, and he'll pretend he has a gun and he pretends to kill somebody with the gun. Now, we also, for $50, you can go to Mexico.
Yeah, near the border.
And near the border and get a 6-hour escape tour.
Right.
In other words, you pretend you're with this group for $50. You get a guy in a mask, and he like takes you.
What's that called when the participants act like in theater?
Yeah, it's like that.
It's like, you know, Tina and Tony's wedding.
Yeah, it's
you
like
know?
That. And so everybody's like a participant, and the guy like takes you on this tour, and halfway through, like some bad guys come.
Yeah,
and they steal your stuff.
Yeah, literally,
they actually do. And this one girl lost her engagement ring.
Yeah.
And stuff like that, and the guy had a gun to his head, and then they leave, and then at like another hour, the DEA comes, or whatever, and they
put you in handcuffs,
and then you escape, or you see the wall, or whatever, and you see the other side, and the good van is waiting, and right before you run to the van, the ice sweeps in,
takes you
away, and brings you back,
and
that's your 6-hour experience.
I don't know. I mean,
I guess I'd rather go on the SS Minnow.
I would just get really. I'd rather be lost
a 3-hour tour.
I would rather be lost at sea on an island for a long time than to be on this 6-hour adventure.
Yeah.
After seeing it, what I thought to myself was this: I go on. You know where the border's at. I go, the truth is, I think you have a better chance to make it on your own.
Yeah, and go in a big group.
Yeah. I'm like, no, don't do that.
Right.
You know,
right.
Go incognito, wear all black, go on a moonlit night.
Yeah.
And
was really interesting, though, is they were using real bullets, like when they shoot these guns.
They were just shooting.
Yeah.
It was totally crazy.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
I would have, you know, I mean, it was, here's the thing, though. Millennials love that stuff.
Yes.
I don't know why.
I don't know. Because they're all about the experience.
Yeah.
And they're all about experiencing something that nobody else has.
Yeah. They don't want to read about it.
Well, and that's why, like right now, Chicago has all these pop-up bars. They're so effing popular.
Mm.
And they pop up and they pop back down. And people sweep in and enjoy it and take their Instagram pictures like, look at me, I'm in the pop-up bar. And like the one that's popular right now is a pop-up bar that resembles The Office. You know, from the cast. Yeah. The last one was, I think there was Stranger Things.
Oh, wow.
Pop-up bar.
That'd be cool.
And so they come fervor, people go, and then it pops back down, you know? Mm-hmm. And we don't ever know where they're going to pop up, you know? Kind of like Kylie's makeup, right? Because she's a lot of pop-up stars.
Mm-hmm.
They pop up. Pop back down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I go, well, that's, it's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we use that for our own advantage? I don't know.
How do we do that?
I don't know yet.
How do the girlfriends, life of the girlfriends, do pop-ups?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll figure it out. Maybe not this moment. I got a lot on my plate.
Yeah, I got a lot on my plate, too.
not at this moment. Maybe in a few moments from now, we'll get there and so forth. I don't know. I don't know.
I agree.
We'll see. I was listening to Radio Lab, so I was telling you about that study, which I thought was very interesting.
Yeah.
And so we all do good, bad things because of, we can do bad things.
Mm-hmm. We have it in us.
If we feel there's a moral reason behind it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I thought, well, that's very interesting.
Right.
Now, they were also talking about this one guy, I'm not going to remember his name, I think his name is Haber. I think he was Jewish scientist, 1915, right around there. He won a Nobel Prize in science because he did something incredible. He really saved the world. And what he did at that time, we had like 1.5 billion people on the planet. And really, we thought we weren't going to be able to feed all these people because what we needed most of all, nitrogen. nitrogen help grow everything, right? You need nitrogen to grow corn, or especially wheat.
Did he invent the peanut?
No, he invented a way to get nitrogen out of the air, because the air is like 8/10 nitrogen or something like that. There's so much nitrogen in the air, it's crazy. But we can't get it from the air to whatever.
What is nitrogen? What is it called? Is it NO or something like that? Or
sure,
N2?
I have no idea. I don't know. Because like the periodic table, I don't know.
Air is like CO2, isn't it?
No, air is not CO2.
Ooh, what is it?
Well, oxygen.
H2O is water.
So carbon dioxide. CO2 is carbon dioxide.
Oh, okay.
CO, carbon monoxide. Mm. And
so what's nitrogen?
Well, I think just N.
Just N?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I could be wrong.
Yeah. So what's air then?
Well, I'll look it up for you. Mm-hmm. Now, but the thing is, so he came up with this whole, chemical something of air.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Chemical composition.
Chemical makeup. That's what I want to say. Mm-hmm. Makeup of air. Sugar is the first one.
What is that? I'm sure it's probably...
Nitrogen, oxygen. Okay, so nearly all of Earth's atmosphere is made up of the only five gases. So guess what they are, girlfriend?
Okay.
You said two already.
Nitrogen and oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
And some other gases, right?
What's that?
Helium.
No.
Helium. You said gravity.
What'd you say today? You said CO2.
Carbon.
What is CO2?
Carbon. Dioxide.
Yep.
Carbon dioxide.
And then water vapor.
Water.
Vapor. HCO. And okay. Then argon.
Argon.
I know.
Oh, my God.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah. We sell argon oil on Amazon.
I know. Is that the same thing?
That's crazy. I don't know if it is or not.
I don't know. I thought I did okay. Mm-hmm. but, okay, so he came up with the... come on, periodic. Hold on. Came up with this way to get the nitrogen out, and it actually comes in the form of ammonia. You know, and that they use.
Oh,
helium.
Is that where they make bombs with? Then,
and so that's.
Oh my
there
gosh!
There it is in a nutshell. You just
Boom.
Figured it out.
There it is.
He won
the Nobel Prize for making
nitrogen,
a nuclear bomb.
No, for making fertilizer. And then a few years later, he's a German Jew.
Yeah.
And in World War I, the Jews and the Germans, still got along.
Oh, okay.
And he had a way of creating a bomb, but he was able to make this chlorine gas too that killed a lot of the soldiers and all this stuff.
Mm.
So, yeah. So then he became so...
Or he might drop this big fertilizer bomb.
Yeah, exactly. So, but before he came up with this thing, I guess, cow manure and also bat shit was very, 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 very in high demand. High commodity for those things, because they had high things of nitrogen in it.
Oh, my God.
And then the reporter goes, you might actually say these countries would fight over it, and they would be actually batshit crazy. I'm like, oh, you had to go there. You had to go there. There's no way I'm going to find nitrogen in this short amount of time. So I'm
that's okay. Yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
But we know that is probably in fertilizer.
No, we know it isn't fertilizer.
Oh, no, ammonia. Excuse me. Ammonia.
Right. So I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah. I remember when I was younger and I got sick and I had pneumonia, and you were a little girl and you made me a cake, and the cake you wrote on top of it, it said, I'm in my bed, hacking away, and you come upstairs and there's a cake and a little candle in it, and you wrote on it, "Thank God it's only ammonia."
Thank God, it's only ammonia. It's only ammonia.
And I'll never forget that. Like, that was so sweet of you.
And you go, "Where's my Polaroid? I need to take a picture of this. Where's my Kodak throwaway film camera?" honey, get the film.
Yeah, right. Stop everything. Go to the store.
Yeah.
Get the film.
Yeah, exactly.
Then, take a picture and then wait 7 days for it to be developed.
Like, oh, I remember this moment.
But I can remember the moment, Julie. It was sweet.
You know what? More so than the kids nowadays.
Thank God it's only ammonia.
Aw.
Yeah.
Well, that's true, Mother. Thank God it's only ammonia.
Yeah, that's right.
Aw. You know, I loved you so much
you
back
did.
Then.
You did. Now, what the hell happened?
Now we do therapy once a week on Life with Girlfriends.
Yes. We're continually doing therapy.
Exactly. And I'm happy, better for it.
Yeah, we are better for
better
it.
Better for it.
We unpack it a lot, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, exactly.
But we have to.
You used a phrase that you said you'd never use.
I know.
You never used that phrase until.
And I told you, I said
Dan
I would
Savage
never.
Said,
I never said I would use it again.
Yeah, because you never did use that phrase.
No. And I go, I
and
don't like it.
And then someone says, well, you no longer can use those phrases. And
right.
You're like, what phrase is that? And I said,
unpack it. Like, and well, now I say it all the time.
Yeah. Because
you know what it is? Mm-mm. It's ridiculous.
Exactly.
To say unpack it.
When it suits it so well.
Yeah.
Suits. Suitcase.
I get it.
Do you get it?
You're unpacking the suitcase. You're dragging the dragon.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're going to be seeing our movie.
Yes.
And we're going to be seeing on the big screen.
The podcast.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about it. I'm excited that this, I want to say right now that by the time we talk next week.
Yeah, we're going to have 100 views of the movie at Punk Cat Films.
I will.
The Broken Hope Boogie.
I want 200 people to take my class in September.
Yes. Let's prophesy it right
prophesy
now, girlfriend.
Prophesy it right now. I also want to be done by next week with my master's completely.
Yes. You better be. Yep. I don't know if I can take it anymore.
I know. Tell me. You have told me this more than once. Like, when can you be done? I go, well, it's not like I don't have other stuff going on. You've seen the commercials, right? People who are taking these courses are like people who have lives and busy and family and jobs and friends. And that's me. All right?
Oh, my God, Julie. You're so well-rounded.
Am I? I guess. And that's why my program is about weight loss and stress. Weightlossandstress.com.
Thank God it's only ammonia.
Thank God. Thank God it's only ammonia. So, girlfriend, anything you want to share? You've been doing a lot of work with your friends lately about fifth-dimensional work.
I know.
And The Matrix.
Yes.
And I was listening to one of your podcasts you were listening to, and I walked in, and I always love walking in halfway because I'm never sure what little gem I'm going to uncover.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and of course the woman, she's like, you know, I don't like talking about UFOs, but, you know, I must right now talk about UFOs because that's where the work's leading me.
Because that's where it's at.
And then the other day, I said to you something that I had. I said, you know, I got a phrase when I was in a meditative state. Mm-hmm. And you rolled your eyes at me and did the director's movement like, oh, sure, Julie, you're in a meditative state when you did this. And I'm like,
what was it?
Remember I said I came up with the phrase protect and serve.
Oh, right.
And then I go.
Right, you were in a meditative state and the words protect and serve came to you.
And then the whole thing was I need to protect and serve my family, then my family and friends, and then my family community, and build a circle outward
yes,
from there.
Yes.
And just like police officers, protect
and serve.
And then
and
I
do
said
good works
that,
and give alms.
Yes. Almsgiving. And then I told you this, and then you did, of course, you would, you know, the jerk-off thing with the rolled your eyes. And I'm like, you know, if I lived in Ecuador and I spoke with an English accent and was 80 years old, you'd go, oh, she's so wise.
So profound.
You know, but because I came out of your vagina, you know, I'm still always going to be a little kid. I just don't think that's fair. Where the hell did we hear that joke, though? Because it was so funny.
Oh, my God, it was.
Yeah.
We're not even saying it,
no,
right?
No, because it was...
It was Pablo Escobar. We got more pussy than a baby in a vagina.
No, we were covered in more.
We were more pussy. We got covered in more pussy than a baby.
We got
in a
covered in more pussy than a baby coming out of a vagina.
Vagina. And
that was done in Spanish, but it was subtext.
Yes. And you know what? It is more funnier in Spanish.
It is. But
pussy
not only
is,
that,
is funny in Spanish.
You didn't have your glasses on, so you asked me to read you everything. And so I'm like, what's he saying? I said, well, he said he was more covered in money than he was in a baby going out of a vagina. And Dad's with it. He's like, what did you just say? I go, you heard me.
What are you talking about? What?
I do not have to repeat this four times, do I? And then you said, stop the Netflix.
Yes.
Which I always love you had called the Netflix. Pause the Netflix. Rewind the Netflix. What did they exactly say? I'm like, they said, he does a half a Heineken, he does one shot,
and smokes some weed.
Then he goes after the women, yes. And he's covered in more booties, yes. And a baby coming out of a vagina.
Exactly right. And he said it all in Mexican.
Spanish,
sorry.
Because they're Colombians.
Sorry.
Sorry. My bad. Rawr, rawr, rawr. Rawr, rawr. So there we go. So that was it. So, girlfriend, how was the show tonight?
Thank God it's only ammonia. No, I love that line.
Yeah.
It was great.
You know what? I was prophesizing the million and one times I will say something just slightly off.
Yes.
My whole life.
Yes. Just once in a lifetime.
Yeah, you'd think it was just that one time I'd say something stupid. No, that would be my whole life. Yeah. I will just be off a letter.
Yeah. No, because you know what? Your whole life, you've always been a thought thinker.
Yeah. That's right. So was the show great?
It was great.
It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great.